Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. This is The Morning Show, and it is Wednesday, January 15th. I'm Susie Prez, and I'm going solo today. My co-host, Chris Bessler, is not here today, so hope you're having a good day, Chris, and we look forward to having you back next week. And so today, we have extra special. To me, this is extra special. Folks that will be here with us in the studio right now, we have Alicia Abbott. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, Susie.
And we're here to talk mainly about the North Idaho Women's March that is coming up this Saturday, but also because you are the social media director, manager of Reclaim Idaho, I think we'll have a little bit of time to talk about the current status of Reclaim Idaho and where we're at, because you know, I'm sure.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is really great. And Rebecca Holland will be joining us in just a little bit. Just want to remind our listeners, if you can't hear the whole interview and the whole morning show today, we're recording this and it will be on our website as a podcast later in the morning. So we always start with the weather. I think that's a good place to start. And before I do the weather from the National Weather Service, Rebecca, if you can sit down, you can say hi to us for a second. Hi, Rebecca Holland. You're also one of the organizers of the North Idaho Women's March that's coming up again this Saturday. So good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Susie.
And now we will do the weather from the National Weather Service, that we have our whole crew here with us in this warm and cozy station. It is a chilly but beautiful morning. And the National Weather Service is telling us currently it's 19 degrees out. Today we can expect a high of 26 with a 30% chance of snow. And so what that means is take a deep breath, relax, get those muscles back in shape, because we have a winter weather advisory coming up for, what is that? Tonight. It starts at 10 o'clock and it goes through Thursday daytime. 80 to 90% chance of snow. That's tonight and Thursday, and 3 to 5 inches. And then on Thursday, 1 to 3 inches. So a total of 4 to 8 inches. How about that, folks? Think we can do it? We've been dealing with a lot of snow. It's probably absolutely stunning up at Schweitzer. What do you think, gals? Have you, either of you are skiers? No?
I'm a skier, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, well, if you do get up there, I'm sure you're going to be wowed by the snow and how beautiful it is. And that's what North Idaho's partly about, right, is our beautiful environment. And I'm just looking ahead. That's why I'm kind of hesitating here. It's kind of a mix, highs and lows. The lows around 20 to 25, and the highs getting all the way up to 39 on Sunday. What do you know? I know in Spokane it's going to be 40 on Sunday. At least that's what we know right now. And that's how the weather goes. And so there's a lot more we could talk about. We have an events calendar, community events calendar on our website. That's krfy.org. It's provided by Keoki Publishing, or what we call Sandpoint Online. And you can also go to Sandpoint Online and find out what the many amazing things. But one of the most amazing things, it's the fourth annual North Idaho Women's March that's coming up this Saturday. So I have the two of the organizers here today, and let's start with Rebecca. Tell us a little bit about the history of why we have a Women's March in North Idaho. What is, how did it start? It's the fourth one, so where did it start, and we're continuing.
Well, the very first one was the day after Trump's inauguration, and more people went to the streets that day than ever.
So that was around the nation, too?
That it's nationwide, okay. Yes. There's a very large march that has happened every year in Washington, D.C., and that's happening again this year. Our march is considered a sister march, and these are regional. There's one in Boise, there's one in Spokane, one in Missoula. We're the full Northwest area. So we invite all our friends from Bonner's Ferry, from Newport, from Priest River, from just all around. A lot of people coming up from Coeur d'Alene. We've had interest from Heron. So it's we have a good group.
And when you say Sisters March, it's not just for women, is it?
No, of course. We like to say that we invite all our good brothers and families to join us. This is a good, safe event. We'll be gathering at the middle school and for a rally, and then when we march, it is on a paved trail, safe from traffic, and we have peacekeeper help, and of course the police are going to watch over. So it's a very good, safe event.
Okay. So it started 4 years ago, and I think that was at the Panada, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And my question just personally to both of you, Rebecca and Alicia, is why are you involved personally? What motivates you to keep this going? Because it's probably a lot of work.
This is Alicia. I'll go first. This is my single most favorite day of the year because I get to spend a lot of quality time with like-minded women who are taking action in our community every day of the year, not just on a march day. This specific march is going to be an amazing one. We've got three great speakers. My friend and colleague Rebecca Schroeder from Reclaim Idaho will be speaking about some of our great successes with Medicaid expansion and our new initiative to invest in education in Idaho. And we also have Senate candidate Nancy Harris, who will be joining us coming up from Boise. She'll be spending the weekend here in addition to joining us at the speaking and joining us at the Women's March. And the person I'm most looking forward to speaking is Laura Tennyson. She is a fellow with Western States, and she will be up here talking about some of our political divisions that we need to overcome as a community.
So having these outstanding women speakers and having an opportunity to share this information with a larger group really inspires you.
It does. Our speakers, all three of these women, are action takers. And when we come to this march every year, we inspire action in our community, and it shows. I cannot express my gratitude to all of the action takers in North Idaho. And this is just a day to celebrate all of the good things that we're doing.
We're going to talk about Reclaim Idaho in a little bit, but when you say action, what do you mean by that?
You know, there's a variety of campaigns that'll be joining us at the Women's March. I'm going to let Rebecca talk about who's tabling at our event, because she has the list right in front of her. But, you know, there are so many folks that are taking action in our community, and they are looking for volunteers all the time, and this is a great day for women to sign on to campaigns that they are interested in forwarding in 2020. Rebecca, who's going to be there?
Oh, we have lots coming.
And these folks are, as you say, action groups that do mm-hmm. things to enhance the lives of Idaho citizens and beyond. And so they will have tables where people can get more information. And who will that be?
Well, primarily we center our energies on human rights issues. And, of course, women's issues are human rights issues. So here in our area, Bonner County Human Rights Task Force will be there, and we'll have our Love Lives Here signs for homes. And in addition, the Human Rights Education Initiative from Coeur d'Alene is coming up, and they've created a really exciting program down there for their businesses and organizations, which actually North Idaho women are going to launch. So we've got some information on that we want to let everybody know about. And there's, you know, everyone from, there's a group coming over from Planned Parenthood, from Spokane. Here in town, we have the Senior Center, NAMI, mental health group here in Sandpoint will be there. There's just a lot of energy. There's going to be a voter registration, too, and checking your voter status that we think is very important for everyone to know. The initiatives, too, mm-hmm. for signing of the initiatives with Reclaim.
And we are, again, going to get to those because it's a golden opportunity to have to involve people with Reclaim Idaho here today, so we'll get to that in a minute. When you say that, I often hear people say, I want to get involved in something. I want to be more active. And so this gives people a chance to see some of the organizations in our group, in our area, our community, that are actually taking action. Are there any environmental groups going to be there with at tables that we know of?
Yes, 350 Sandpoint is going to be there. And this is the first year that we've had environmental groups. We've been kind of slow to start and see how far we could embrace. Mm-hmm. There's so many good groups that we would like to, we all are supportive of. Excited to see 350 there.
So groups that really kind of meet the mission of the Women's March, the North mm-hmm. Idaho Women's March. And slowly, that's a good idea. Take things slow and make sure it works.
Mm-hmm. We took that step locally this year to mirror the National March, who is, you know, paying extra special attention to the climate and our environment this year at their march.
Okay. So we have these speakers, and you mentioned a couple. Let's just kind of go into a little bit about who these speakers are, because they're just names over the air unless we kind of get into who they are. I've heard Rebecca Cleveland Schroeder speak. She is the executive director of Reclaim Idaho. And Alicia, since you're very much involved in that organization, can you just tell us a little bit about Rebecca?
Well, Rebecca is a wonderful woman. She just had a great TED Talk in Coeur d'Alene this last Saturday. She spoke about her son with cystic fibrosis, and it was a very moving talk. So very excited for the cystic fibrosis community, for all who are listening, and in innovations in your drugs that are available to you. In addition to being a CF advocate, she is the executive director of Reclaim Idaho, and she has been just a pivotal action taker in the movement to expand Medicaid in our state and now to invest in education. So we can expect Rebecca to be speaking on some of our great successes, which are being reported in the legislature right now, including savings in our correctional budgets from Medicaid expansion. And hopefully some very exciting positive policy changes for education going forward.
Fantastic. And as I said three times already, we're going to get back to Reclaim Idaho, because of the thing that you just gave us a little precursor for is worth spending a few minutes on and understanding a little bit more. Because when information is given or shared that can help people understand process and what's going on, it can only help. And there's a lot of things changing and shifting right now in the legislature, especially around Medicaid expansion, that is worth keeping on the forefront. So we'll get back to that. We're going to hear a couple songs in here. We're going to have fun today. So, but right now we're talking about the speakers. And Nancy Harris, mm-hmm. she's running for U.S. congressional candidate. So who is she running against? I mean, she's running as a Democrat?
She's running as a Democrat against Senator James Risch. And okay. She will be up here all weekend. In addition to the Women's March on Saturday, you can have a meet and greet with Nancy Harris at Trinity at City Beach from 10 a.m. to noon. So if you're interested in having some one-on-one time with her, she'll be here to talk with you. She also was a little girl here in Sandpoint, so mm-hmm. she's really excited to come and speak at this event.
So she's kind of local. Where does she... is it a district one, or is it a state senator? So it's not district-oriented. It's really... all state.
Correct.
So it's state level.
Everyone mm-hmm. will be voting on the ballot in November 3rd, I think it is. I'm not mm-hmm. exactly sure. When you say she'll be doing a meet and greet at City Beach, it's really Trinity at City Beach?
Trinity
okay.
at City Beach, yes.
Okay. Otherwise, dress up, folks. that's a golden opportunity to kind of hear a little bit more. She'll probably answer some questions and things like that. So Nancy Harris is going to be running as a Democrat against
Senator James Risch.
Okay. And Rebecca?
I was just going to mention, she's a fourth-generation Idahoan. Mm-hmm. She told me that she grew up in a little house over near what she called Lincoln School, which we know that to be the alternative high school over on Boyer. And she's excited. She's actually launching her campaign up here.
Oh, how
exciting.
So
she's coming up with her campaign manager. And she's stepping up to the plate, which I think is huge. And should she win, and we're going to work hard for that, she will be the first woman senator from Idaho.
Well, that's probably an appropriate person to have up on the stage at the North Idaho Women's March on Saturday. That's the 18th coming right up. And we're talking about the speakers. We've got Nancy Harris. She's running for a Senate congressional candidate. And then there's Laura Tennyson. Very exciting. Western State Fellow. What is that? I have no idea what you're excited about. It.
Laura Tennyson is a paralegal in Coeur d'Alene, and she just has the expertise that allowed her to sign on with a local and regional organization called Western States. They specifically concentrate on some of our divisions that we're experiencing when it comes to religious separatism and fringe extremism in our communities. And they're spearheading such positive movements. Laura herself has delivered resolutions that have been accepted by the city of Coeur d'Alene. And she has really been such an action taker in the Love Lives Here movement that Coeur d'Alene is launched and been so successful in. We just don't have any space for hate in our communities, and she's leading the way.
Well, that's, you know, you always sometimes wonder who's behind, you know, deep thinking about making things better and keeping things in order. And so it sounds like Western State is doing some, policy issue writing and looking at how to navigate some of the climate that can be so detrimental to community building and strong communities. So she is one of them. And her name is Laura Tennyson. And anything you want to add to that, Rebecca, about Laura?
I think, to me, the most important thing she's going to bring here is for, you know, solid ways for our citizens here to effectively oppose hateful messaging. That's what we're seeing. And in Coeur d'Alene, the method there has been messaging left in stores. And they didn't realize until they kind of came together that there were more stores than they knew that were getting this information that was just put into merchandise and left. And store owners were finding it and just throwing it away. But this organization, it's a way for people to also let them know how far this has gone and to collect some data on it, because that's important. So in a sense, they're like our West Coast version of the Southern Poverty Law Center in gathering the information and putting out information for individuals on what you should do and how to react. And that's important, because unless you put it out there on the plate and deal with it, you're just basically not dealing with it. And it's just going to grow.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it. So kind of it sounds like a watchdog organization mm-hmm. that then moves towards policy initiatives that can change some of the things that might be disturbing that mm-hmm. are seen. Mm-hmm. But first, really, awareness of these things sounds like they're on the front gate of that, mm-hmm. on the front lines.
So we're real pleased that she's coming up to speak.
Wow.
It's going to be real powerful.
Okay, so the doors open at 11 a.m. this Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's the 18th. Mm-hmm. And it is at the Sandpoint Middle School, which is at 310 South Division. Most of us know that, but not all of us know that. And the doors open at 11, so there's the meet and greet. And then the speakers at 12. Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to mention, too, in preparation for people coming in, so this is going to be on a high school, or at the middle school, excuse me, gym and floor. So we need to take care of that. So we may be coming in with heavy boots, but we'll have an area for people to be able to change out.
Bring some little shoes.
Yes.
Even slippers.
Slippers, yeah. And we'll have a place for people to put their boots.
No yak tracks.
And no. We have to respect the flooring there for sure.
Very good.
In addition, we'd like people just to leave their backpacks in the car. No food and drink inside. There's a water fountain there. And, of course, all the school zone rules apply. Mm-hmm. We're asking, too, we don't need extra video cameras or anything. It's going to be videotaped by professionals, so we're good there. So we're without checking with us, we're saying no other video cameras.
So if someone is videotaping it professionally, will it be available for watching later or in real time?
Yes, we will be live streaming our speakers on Saturday, and you can catch that coverage at Idaho Live Company on Facebook, and we'll also be sharing it on the North Idaho Women's page on Facebook.
Well, that's exciting because there are women that are homebound, mm-hmm. like my mother. I could go over and get her. Oh, she doesn't have a computer, but I could set her up with mine. Anyways, she's interested in things like that, just can't get there. So,
but exactly. If you need a ride to the march, do not hesitate to reach out. You can email us at nidahowomen@gmail.com, and we will get you a ride to that march, sister.
And speaking of the march, that's another thing to mention. Signage. We're really encouraging people, of course, to express their thoughts, their passion on their own homemade sign. And but keep it PG.
Friendly and really upbeat.
Yes. Yeah. That's the line we're drawing, PG. Mm-hmm. And we will be looking at those coming in. And I want to mention, too, that there's actually a sign-making little gathering tonight at Eichardt's at, 4:30? And that is being sponsored by the U.S. Climate Action Network. And so we're excited. If anybody wants to come over and do some arts and crafts, that's happening tonight.
And that's with someone named Carrie, is that correct?
Yeah, Carrie Clayson.
Clayson. I just met her. Okay, so we have sign making at Eichardt's tonight upstairs, I imagine, at 4:30 with the U.S. Climate Action Network. Mm-hmm. And we have this wonderful event coming up. I want to kind of recap the whole thing, but I think here's my idea since we have whatever we can do whatever we want here this morning, basically. Let's hear a song to get a little inspiration, and then come back. And I'd like to delve into the current status of Reclaim Idaho, since we have an expert in the room. And this is, we'll be right back, folks. But enjoy this song by Aretha Franklin. It's Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And I remember learning that when I was younger. And we will be right back with our guests, Rebecca Holland and Alicia Abbott. And that was Aretha Franklin, Respect. A good song for this morning. Always uplifting to hear the Queen of Soul, right, folks? Mm-hmm. And this is the morning show on this Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. And I'm Susie Prez, going solo this morning as your morning show host. I'm here with great friends, Alicia Abbott and Rebecca Holland, both organizers of the North Idaho Women's March, which we will talk about it a little bit more here coming up, but I want to swing over to Reclaim Idaho now since we have Alicia with us and Rebecca, both very active in Reclaim Idaho. And Alicia, you are the social media manager. That's a big name.
There's been lots of talk about in the last 24 hours at Reclaim Idaho. The legislative session has began for 2020, and yesterday we found out that we're already seeing savings directly correlated to Medicaid expansion. So it's just great news.
And it's savings in places, I don't know that, I mean, maybe in the big picture people saw the potential, but it's surprising to me.
You know, we saw it, our state's sheriff association saw it, and it came to fruition. The community-based substance treatment portion of the Idaho Department of Corrections budget shows a big drop in the governor's recommended budget of 29.7%, and it's directly tied to Medicaid expansion. So we're already seeing those savings, and it's just amazing to know that thousands of Idahoans are getting health care in addition to those savings.
So these are folks that are incarcerated and or on the edge of that, and they're needing substance abuse treatment, And instead of the counties or the state paying it from a different fund, it's coming out of Medicaid, the expansion that happened, and the majority of that is paid for with federal dollars.
Correct.
Okay, so how much was the budget in the past? You know the.
I don't have that exact number with me right now, but
all of a sudden
my
mind started going.
It's always an amazing feat. It's it's upwards of over $3 million worth of savings to that line item in their budget. So
the part that Idaho had to come up with is right there.
10%.
10%. Okay. So, and I'm sure there's more places. What else is going on with Reclaim Idaho? On the Medicaid expansion, they closed the open enrollment, and what are they seeing with numbers?
You know, it's to be expected that people are still understanding that Medicaid expansion is available to them. So we're seeing about 55,000 enrollees in Medicaid expansion so far. So if you think that you're living in the Medicaid gap, meaning that you earn too much money to qualify for assistance, please go on to the Department of Health and Welfare's site to see if you qualify, because we estimate that there's about 91,000 Idahoans who qualify for this comprehensive care that is well needed in our communities.
So we have 55,000 that have enrolled, and you just kind of mentioned or indicated that it's not too late to enroll. Is that correct?
It's not too late to enroll.
And how would you do that?
You can visit the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. It's a simple Google, and their front page just has an apply now button, so you can find it really easily. In addition to that, you can find out more detailed information at reclaimidaho.org.
And when we talk about folks in the gap, because someone might be listening that hasn't heard the news, there is Idaho has taken the Medicaid. I heard Kansas took it too, just approved it. Medicaid expansion, where the federal dollars come in and expand Medicaid for people in the gap. Who are they?
They're folks who earn from 100 to 138% of the poverty level. So those folks who weren't able to afford plans on the exchange and didn't qualify for assistance. So this is going to be a life changer for thousands of working Idahoans.
And not just a life changer, but possibly a life-saving event, because people who don't have health insurance tend to not take advantage of
comprehensive care.
Yeah. And that can make a huge difference. And I have a feeling there's going to be savings there, too, because if you are in comprehensive care where you're taking care of things ahead of time, getting checkups, you might not fall into the expensive medical plans that needs that can happen.
That's correct. You know, none of this would have been possible without citizen action. And did you know, Susie, that the Women's March in North Idaho was the single largest signature collecting day for Medicaid expansion in District 1, which is Bonner and Boundary County? And we're expecting that again for the Invest in Idaho initiative. We're really expecting to qualify District 1 with the Women's March this year.
So 2 years ago, when signatures were being gathered before the election to get this initiative for Medicaid expansion onto the ballot, the Women's March was the big gathering point up here in District 1.
And in Boise.
Okay.
So, you know, our theme this year, Rebecca and I could probably agree on this, is take action. We know that taking action is effective. Our legislature wasn't listening to us when we wanted to expand Medicaid because it was the financially responsible thing to do and the humanitarian thing to do. And we think that we can make strides in education as well. So our legislators haven't been listening to us. We're 50th in the nation for per pupil spending. It's a little embarrassing. And Reclaim Idaho has some ideas on how we can fix that and reduce that burden on property tax owners.
So let's just be clear. Reclaim Idaho focused exclusively on the 2018 election to get on the ballot Medicaid expansion. After that, there was the legislative session in 2019 that really a lot of things moved around a bit. And what did Reclaim Idaho do during that? I don't know what to call it, but, you know, settling into the fact that the citizens of Idaho passed the Medicaid expansion over like a big
As a state, Susie, we didn't stop at just approving it at the ballot box by 61%. We continued to show up to committee meeting hearings, and we gave testimony to our legislators, and we let them know that we wanted this health care for those folks living in the Medicaid gap. It was an interesting session. It will go in my memory for as long as I live, and I'm hoping that we have a lot better working circumstances this year with the session when it comes to protecting expansion.
So let's swing over to the next initiative that Reclaim. I'm sure it was well thought out because the first one was so well thought out. And I just want to put a little a caveat in there. Folks that say, well, why bother with being involved in politics or your government? Because really, I have no voice. But Reclaim Idaho has changed all that. As you say, take action is a... I'm amazed at the work that you all have done and Reclaim Idaho has done. And now there's a new ballot initiative that's taking place, and it's called Idaho.
The Invest in Idaho Initiative.
Invest in Idaho Initiative.
You know, Rebecca Holland here has been the number one signature gatherer for this new initiative.
In District 1?
In District 1.
Uh-huh.
And
congratulations.
She's an action taker I'm super proud to work with all of the time, which is why I'm happy to be organizing this march with her. Our new initiative focuses on education because, as I said before, it's a issue that our legislators are putting on the back burner. And Reclaim Idaho wants to make positive change in that policy.
So let's talk about it. When someone goes to sign a petition at the Women's March this Saturday, the 18th, that Reclaim Idaho will be there. They actually have their executive director speaking, Rebecca Schroeder. What are they signing up for? They're signing to get something put on the ballot. Just try to explain it. I finally got it. It's a little I wouldn't say confusing. It's comprehensive.
It is comprehensive. It's nuanced. We need to collect 55,057 signatures to get a new law in front of the voters so they can vote for it directly in November 2020. And this initiative would like to accomplish a few things in education investment, and that would be to raise $170 million to $200 million worth of funding for education annually.
And how would that take place? Because money's money. Right?
See, this is where the confusing part happens. We like to restore some of our corporate tax rates to what they were when Idaho was a more thriving state in education. And we would also like to create a marginal income tax that would only affect less than 5% of Idahoans.
And that would accomplish by having this fund, $178 million, you say?
$170 million to $200 million is the amount estimated we could raise with
yearly, annual.
Annually, mm-hmm. with these tax giveaway. We've given a lot of taxes out there to some of our wealthiest individuals in Idaho. And what this initiative really seeks to do is kind of undo some of those tax giveaways.
Rebecca.
Ooh, yeah, Rebecca, chime in.
Well, my understanding is it won't affect anyone that makes under $200,000 a year. So that's where they draw the line. And what this is going to do is going to bring money, and it's a designated fund. It doesn't go into the general fund. This goes to education. And what I thought was really cool is across the state, it's every child counts. It's not on the backs of property. Taxes. So a child in a district that has high brings in a lot of money, it's the same. For instance, in Sun Valley, which they have a large tax base, it'll be the same amount of money per child there as it would be for our friends in Bonner's Ferry who are on a 4-day school week. And then each district itself gets to choose how its money is going to be used. And so, for instance, here, In our county, in our district, the Lake Pendere School District, we know, for instance, that a big need is on kindergarten, all-day kindergarten. The only children that are able to go to all-day kindergarten are whose parents pay fees. The other end of education at the high school level for the CTE classes, the career technical education, are extremely important and a huge need. Sandpoint High School has a welding class, and there's many more that would like to get into that class or other classes of that level.
Just yesterday, it was reported to the legislature that our job situation when it comes to STEM jobs is a lot worse than we thought. It's more like 7,300 STEM-related jobs are going unfilled every year. It's over $500 million of wages left on the table. These are family wages that we can support ourselves on, and doing those career technical education classes are super integral to fixing that issue.
And STEM stands for?
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Wow, that's cool. I've seen it written. I knew that, but I thought, you know, people out there might not. Mm-hmm. So let's just roll back just for a moment, because people don't say, we don't want more taxes. And you've both indicated this is really going back to what all was before when Idaho was up there in education. And so for the corporate tax, it's like, what is it now and what will it go back to?
These are really modest increases. We are looking to restore the corporate tax rate back to what it was from 1987 to the year 2000. And that would be a 1.025% increase back to 8% for the corporate end. And for our marginal income tax, what we are looking to achieve is on taxable income over $250,000 for an individual and $500,000 for a family. So what that means is, let's just pretend Alicia is making $250,000 a year, because I am one solid, hardworking woman, and I'm making exactly $250,000 a year. I'm seeing zero increases until I earn that first dollar over $250,000.
And what would the increase be after that?
We're asking for a 3% increase, so it's 3 cents on the dollar.
Okay, so I'm not going to do the math right now. It sounds like it's about $750.
On $250,000, you will see no extra tax increases.
On $250,000.
For if you earn one extra dollar, you're seeing 3 cents worth of tax.
Oh,
right.
And it goes to education.
And it goes to education. Yep.
What a great investment.
I just want to remind our listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY. This is our community radio station. That's why we're talking about things that affect the North Idaho community. And I'm Susie Prez. I'm here in the station with Alicia Abbott and Rebecca Holland. We're talking right now about Reclaim Idaho and the good hard work that they're doing to enhance the lives of all Idahoans through ballot initiative. But I'm sure that over the years, we're going to see other things that are going to be part of Reclaim Idaho's mandate or mission.
And you know, as the Women's March, I do want to mention that Reclaim Idaho will not be the only initiative there collecting signatures. Mm-hmm. Lisa Schaff, who is the organizer for Idahoans for a Fair Wage, she will also be there using the check and balance tool of our initiative process to demand higher wages in our state. So if you're interested in seeing a minimum wage increase in Idaho, there's more than one initiative and more than one policy you can come out and support on Saturday.
Citizens Action. You can have a voice, folks, it looks like. So let's go back to the Women's March that's coming up, because this is a celebration more than anything, I would say. It's celebratory, and as it says at the bottom of your poster, our women-led movement welcomes our good brothers to join us. Take action. Follow us on social media at northn.idahowomen. And I would imagine that's .com?
No, that's our social media handle.
Okay.
You can see us on all platforms at n.idahowomen. And that's how you can search for us.
Okay. Sounds good. And so let's just go over again what folks can expect. They'll get a warm welcome at the door. Bring your slippers.
Yeah.
Tell us some more. What do you want folks to know about the event and what it will feel like?
Well, it's just such a good opportunity to come together. Sometimes when the politics of the day kind of start to get you down, this gives you an opportunity to come together with other like-minded individuals, and gives you a way to funnel your energy into something. We can all be doing things, and they're not huge things. These things we can just incorporate into our lives. I didn't know that, for instance, Alicia said that I was up there with the numbers. I think I've got about 100 signatures in or something, but
it's way more than that
for Reclaim. Okay, whatever. But the thing is, and what I learned is by carrying my clipboard with me in my bags for going into the store, et cetera, I generally run into somebody that I know. And I'm not approaching people I don't know on this. It's just friends or acquaintances. And I will mention, I go, oh, hey, have you heard about Reclaim Idaho's new initiative for education? Some do, some haven't. And I give them a little briefing on it, and it's like, yeah, sure. They would like to sign on. What you're signing on for is this is democracy in action. This is a way that we can bring an initiative to the vote of the people. Sometimes there's little parts and pieces, particularly on the medical thing. I wasn't able to always answer every question. But I would say we can answer those questions when it comes time to actually pull the lever, whether you want to say, well, we're not pulling levers, but yes or no on the initiative itself. And the cool thing is when our legislators have, in my opinion, kind of sat on their hands on certain needs, we the people can take it upon ourselves to create an initiative. It's a lot of hard work to get it there to the ballot, but once it's there, we vote on it. If it's accepted, we just made law. That's huge.
Being a citizen lawmaker is very powerful.
Sounds like we have a clipboard nation going on here. And this, once the initiative ballot, as you say, you need 55,057 vote or signatures, and it's kind of spread out in an interesting sort of way. It gets on the ballot. It still needs to be voted by every single citizen who votes, and we hope everyone does, in this wonderful state called Idaho. And so there'll be a whole campaign of really understanding the ramifications of a yes or a no vote. So it's really what they call transparent in so many ways, because signing the petition is just step one.
Correct, Susie. It is. It's the vehicle to direct democracy. And it truly is a check and balance on our legislature that won't listen.
So, Clipboard Nation, you can go to Reclaim Idaho, and I think say someone's listening right now, I want to get some signatures.
If you want to carry
no more,
if you want to carry your clipboard around at the grocery store like Rebecca Holland, you visit reclaimidaho.org/12signature challenge, and you can print out the petition with all the instructions you need there.
One thing I've noticed on social media is the folks all over this state that are doing signature gathering and the 12 signature challenge are having a lot of fun.
You know, there's thousands of Reclaim Idaho volunteers statewide, and that is such a powerful feeling to be a part of. And many of them will be at our Women's March, and I'm hoping we get some regional Reclaim Idaho volunteers up in Sandpoint this weekend. We are taking action Sunday afternoon after the Women's March. So if you would like to try door-to-door activity, you can join us and you can sign up at the Women's March on Saturday.
So when you say door-to-door activity, how do you know which doors to go to?
Well, we try to find folks who we think support education. And, you know, through our outreach and our local school levies, we kind of have an idea of who our education supporters are. So we're going to go have some good conversations on Sunday. And we're taking action in Sandpoint and Coeur d'Alene. So if you're listening and you want to go take action on Sunday after the Women's March, because you're fired up, because you will be, there is an opportunity for you.
Okay, so both of you give us one last picture of the North Idaho Women's March that's taking place this Saturday. All the details that you want to share with the listeners. This is our wrap-up time.
Oh, wrap-up.
Rebecca Holland and Alicia Abbott.
The date, Saturday, the 18th. Doors open at 11. Come with a smile on your face, your sign, expressing your thoughts. Also, for the march, it's fun to give it a heartbeat. So we encourage people to, you know, bring a shaker or bring your little rhythm sticks or, you know, you got a drum. You want to beat out a little beat for us. That is fun. So it's, you know, it's like Alicia was saying, it's a celebration, too, that we are privileged in this country to be able to do this and to hold peaceful marches. And so we encourage people to come, please.
I want to remind every woman out there that this is the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote this year. Mm-hmm. It is more powerful than ever that we get to the ballot box. And we need to find those campaigns, causes, policies, and organizations that we want to support to get us there. So show up on Saturday because we're taking action. You're not leaving there without taking action. And enjoy us for a really uplifting day. The Sandpoint Middle School at 310 South Division Avenue in Sandpoint. Doors are open at 11 a.m. Speakers are at noon. And we're going to have a really great march to follow. So we hope to see you there.
Well, that's very good. Thank you for bringing great information to the morning show here on this Wednesday, January 15th. Alicia Abbott and Rebecca Holland, thanks so much for coming in. It's always nice to see your smiling faces. And we're going to take a little musical break. I'll be back with a little bit more of the morning show right after this song, Helen Reddy, I Am Woman. Here you go, folks. And that was Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, and appropriate song for this morning. My guests were Rebecca Holland and Alicia Abbott, organizers of the North Idaho Women's March that will take place Saturday, January 18th. That's coming right up. The doors open at 11, speakers at 12, march to follow. That will be at the Sandpoint Middle School at 310 South Division. And it is the fourth annual North Idaho Women's March. They have speakers. This is something to look into. A couple other things. I have the Sandpoint City Minute that I normally do in the morning or at the beginning of the show, but here it is. The City of Sandpoint and its consultant Green Play LLC will be hosting a series of public workshops to finalize the park and recreation master plan. The workshop today is on January 15th. Downtown Waterfront is happening right now at the Little Panada Theater. Then the rest of the day, if you want to be involved in the City Beach, this is a public workshop. City Beach is at the City Council Chambers. They'll be looking at City Beach master plans at 11 to noon. Downtown Waterfront, noon to 1. Traverse Centennial Great Northern Parks, 1 to 2. And then they have an open house with all three plans from 2:30 to 4:30. And this is a public comment and discussion time. That's at the City Council Chambers today. Also, the city is releasing a series of weekly surveys using its open town hall platform. The surveys will be topic specific and are designed to inform the comprehensive plan update and other master planning efforts currently underway. The current survey is on housing and neighborhoods. You can go to their website, sandpointidaho.gov, to take the survey. And you can also go and engage Sandpoint and get the Engage Sandpoint app. There you will find all kinds of things, communication with the city, winter weather plans, comprehensive plans, surveys, parks and recreation master plan, progress reports, and so much more. I've talked to people that have that app and they love it because they get responses from the city about things that matter to them. So there you have your Sandpoint City Minute. Also, here's a few things that are going on in our community. I'll just let you know, tomorrow on the morning show, Jim and Jack will be speaking with Marcy Timlin. She's coordinates great things at the East Bonner County Library. They'll be talking about a lot of things that are going on because we have one of the most awesome libraries ever, with all kinds of interactive citizen citizen ways to be involved and to enhance our understanding of everything. Anyways, Marcy will be talking mostly about things to donate to the library, CDs, books, DVDs, things like that. But I'm sure she'll be talking about other things too. We have great snow at Schweitzer, and CHAFE 150 registration is open. You can go to chafe150.org. There's all kinds of things going on. Banff Mountain Film Festival is the 17th through the 19th coming up. That's at the Panada Theater. It's now in its 24th year. I'm just looking through the events calendar on Sandpoint Online. You can go there or you can go to krfy.org. We have that same calendar under events. You can also listen to this morning's morning show as a podcast at the same place, krfy.org. Thank you for listening to the morning show today, and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to our community morning show. We're going to go out with a Dolly Parton song and then a little bit of Leslie Gore. This is Dolly Parton 9 to 5. We hope you have a beautiful day. I was told the roads are very slippery, so just a heads up on that. Be careful, drive slow. Have a good day.